You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WBZH. I'm Mark Lundeen, and here's what's happening in Hayward today. Beginning at 10 a.m. as usual, the Northwoods Community Food Shelf will be opening up, and they will be open until 3 o'clock. They're located at the Spider Lake Church Youth Center, located at 11255 Highway 77 here in Hayward, just a little bit north of the Hayward Hospital on the left-hand side. They got lots of foods, meats, produce, canned goods, and everyone's encouraged to get food from this program, regardless of your financial situation. Check it out, and more information is available by calling 715-462-9116. That's 715-462-9116. Again, the Northwoods Community Food Shelf starting at 10 o'clock at the Spider Lake Church Youth Center here in Hayward. CARE Community Dinners happening in Cable today. This today is going to be at the Lakewoods Resort starting at 5 o'clock this evening. Again, the CARES Community Dinners, 5 o'clock until 6, starting at Lakewoods Resort in Cable. Tonight, 6 o'clock, Boys Varsity Wrestling for Spooner School District. They will be at Cumberland Middle School. Again, Boys Varsity Wrestling for Spooner will be at the Cumberland Middle School starting at 6 o'clock. You might want to check for cancellations or rescheduling for that. Check out the Spooner School District website. The same with the Boys Varsity Basketball that's scheduled for 7 o'clock tonight for Spooner. They are supposed to be at Northwestern High School. Again, you're going to want to check the Spooner School District website or Facebook page to know if these games are happening, whether it's wrestling or basketball. Girls Varsity Basketball for Hayward is going to be a home game against St. Croix, again starting at 7 o'clock. You're going to want to make sure you check the Hayward School District website for more information on that, as well as the Boys Varsity Basketball game for Hayward, and they're going to be at Barron High School, again at 7 o'clock. Tomorrow, during the school day, a blood drive will be happening at the LCO Ojibwe School. So if you'd like to give blood, head on over to the school district. But again, let's wait until the morning to see if the school is closed for tomorrow. We're not sure about that, but you're going to want to be listening tomorrow morning for any closures that we might have. The same with the Northwoods Community Food Shelf that's supposed to be open tomorrow at 10 a.m., this, again, is at the Spider Lake Church Youth Center. Again, check us out and make sure that we'll make sure we have those events happening, and we'll let you know if they're canceled. Again, Super Senior Classes is scheduled for 11 o'clock on Wednesday. This will be at the Hayward Senior Resource Center, a 45-minute class geared toward those 60 and older, and this is chair-based. They work on balance, strength, coordination, and core. Again, Super Senior Classes at 11 o'clock on Wednesday, weather permitting, at the Hayward Senior Resource Center. Classic Movie of the Month happening at the Sherman and Ruth Weiss Community Library on Wednesday, December 10th at 1:30. This month's movie is The Bishop's Wife. So head on over to the library and take in a classic movie starting at 1:30. December 10th at the Hayward Library, again, weather permitting. The Spooner School District is having parent-teacher conferences Wednesday evening from 4 until 7 o'clock. Again, parent-teacher conferences for Spooner School District Wednesday the 10th at 4 until 7. 4 p.m. is Power Pump at the Cable Community Center. This is a dumbbell class designed for all fitness levels. It targets all major muscle groups using exercise such as squats, presses, lifts, and curls. They emphasize low weight loads and high repetitions, and of course, great motivational music. Power Pump, starting at 4 until 5, Wednesday the 10th at the Cable Community Center. Wednesday night supper is scheduled at the First Lutheran Church, located at 10680 Main Street here in Hayward. From 5 until 6 o'clock, you can drive up to the church. Someone will greet you and give you the number of meals that you need, and this is available on a free will donation. More information or to check in to make sure that they are still holding this event because of the weather, 715-634-2141. Again, 715-634-2141 for the Wednesday night supper from 5 until 6 at the First Lutheran Church here in Hayward. Engaged Knitting happening on Thursday morning, December 11th, starting at 10 o'clock at the Sherman and Ruth Weiss Community Library. They're located at 10788 Highway 2777 here in Hayward. Whether you're a beginner or an experienced knitter, or maybe you have a different craft and would just like the camaraderie, for more information, call the library at 715-634-2161. Again, Engage Knitting at the library from 10 a.m. until noon on Thursday, December 11th. Also on Thursday, the Elder Association meeting for La Couturier starting at 10:30. They will meet at the Seven Winds Casino Lodge and Conference Center. Again, the Elder Association meeting for La Couturier starting at 10:30 until 12:30. Thursday the 11th at the Seven Winds Casino. Building Crew is happening at the library as well. Second Thursday of the month from 3:30 until 4:30, Lego's Building Crew at the Hayward Library.
You've been listening to WBZH Hayward Today, local report on mornings with Pat Kreitlow. To stay up to date with everything in the Hayward Lakes area, download the Civic Media app and click on WBZH in the station listings. Coming up after local news and information, Pat Kreitlow returns. I'm Mark Lundeen, and I'll be back here in 20 minutes on Buzz of the North. It's 6:59.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome, everyone, to the front porch on a Tuesday morning. Joel here, Mr. Greg Gunderson on a Greeple Tuesday. Top of the morning, sir.
Oh, boy. Good morning.
Just a happy, happy day when those Eagles lose last night. Oh, my. Oh.
That, I mean, the NFC is, the NFC is just wild right now.
You think the Eagles are going to be able to flip this thing around like they did last year? Last year, it already kind of happened by now. They were already clicking into best team in the NFC, but it's not happening this year.
No, and I don't think it's going to work out for them because of the time remaining, though I'm not saying they'll be out of the playoffs or anything like that. We're still
it's a bad division.
Yeah, we're still firmly in anything's possible territory. But those Rams are the real Titan right now. No Titan pun intended because the Titans stink, but no, the Rams are right there at the top. The Packers, if you catch them on the right day and they're not they're not the number two seed kind of team, you know, and everybody else is within a game or two. So
yeah, now you got a Dallas team on Sunday night that's like, oh, wait a minute, maybe this division isn't over yet.
Yeah, no. There's we're still right there within a flip. I mean, just ask the Bears. They went from 1-7 with that one loss, and the Niners just sat there over a bye week thinking, ha ha ha, this popcorn's delicious. And that's about all they've been doing in collecting interest on their positioning from earlier in the season. So yeah. The Buccaneers, they're the ones I'm really looking at. The Buccaneers and the Eagles, I think, are the greatest threat for being replaced by Lions, maybe Cowboys, maybe
Carolina.
Panthers.
Carolina's not a bad team.
They got a winning record right now.
7-6, yeah. And they they're basically tied with Tampa, right? And they're that same division?
Yeah. Well, that's just it, is that if you look, six of the top eight teams are from the same two divisions. Yeah. You've got the NFC West and the NFC North. representing just about everybody. If it weren't
The NFC West is crazy. 10-3, 10-3, and 9-4. You thought our division was good. That's crazy.
Yeah, absolutely. But if you look at it, basically Philadelphia and Tampa Bay, well, especially the Bucs right now, are basically benefiting from terrible divisions and do not belong in those places at all by virtue of the record of them and those around them. It's just that if you're a division leader, you get a playoff seed. So those are the guys who are theoretically on paper the most threatened, but the NFL doesn't happen on paper. It happens on grass and some horrifying thing called AstroTurf. Well, not AstroTurf, but turf, slit film,
rubber,
whatever.
Rubber tires.
Nonsense. And
Seattle, Sam Darnold could get a rough draw. I mean, he could win. He could do what he did last year. He could win 13 games this year with Seattle and have a road playoff game, exactly the thing that happened last year to the Vikings.
Yeah, which is rude. And the NFL will use Seattle to submit the proposal this year.
To boot out that division. A division winner they think should not be guaranteed a home playoff game, because Tampa Bay or Carolina are going to struggle to be above 500. They're going to get a home first round game.
I don't know. I definitely understand the argument that a division winner might not be deserving of it, but to argue that anybody else has a better claim, even by virtue of record, it's tough. Like, give me a 3-game gap and we can talk.
There you go. Well, the good news from Sunday is that the Packers won, obviously, and a nice win for the Pack. The bad news for the NFC North is I think the Bears are going to be pretty good for a while.
Yes.
That's bad news for the rest of us.
Ben Johnson's for real. Caleb Williams is for real. I mean, watching Caleb Williams outrun the pass rush from Green Bay all game. And they were asking Micah about it. He said it was mad annoying, I think was what he said.
How many times do you see those one or two linemen on the outside, the defensive ends, and the quarterback takes off like Caleb Williams, and you're like, well, he's not going to get that corner. And then 2 seconds later, it's not even close. I mean, he's around him.
I don't remember who it was, but there were like three players, I think by week 10, or maybe it was in week 10 or so, three players hit 20 miles an hour on plays in that game. And it was like two of the fastest dudes in the league and Caleb Williams. Like he's... Dude's got smoke. Do not underestimate his legs at all.
Yeah, and he's a lot smarter now too. He's avoiding hits. He's picking his spots to run on the outside. Yep. When you run in the middle of the field, that's a big risk. I mean, you can get bopped pretty easy. But when you run on the outside, you know, you can just pick your spot to say, I'm out. You just check the box and say, I'm out of bounds. Bye.
He's running so much smarter. Yeah. I was watching Brett Coleman, one of my favorite content creators, and he pointed out that Williams is also staying put smarter. What he meant by that is he's actually using his linemen as shields between him and the defenders coming at him and being smarter about it. I mean, that's an obvious thing you want to do when you've got a wall of human bodies dedicated and paid millions of dollars to stop you from the other wall of human bodies. Like, yeah, you stay behind them. But, like, there's a way to do it smart, and there are ways to not do it so smart. And, well, it may not be obvious that that's why things are happening the way they are. You can tell when a quarterback's taking a lot of sacks and circling in a panic really quickly that, they're not doing that. That was Williams last year. He's better this year.
Yeah, what's also bad news for the rest of the division, like the Vikings and the Lions, is that the Packer receiving core went from, I'll admit, to the first couple weeks of the year, I was just like, who's the number one? Who's the guy? Nobody's stepping forward. And now it just seems to be like a room full of pretty good receivers now for the Packers.
Yeah.
I think they're all right at the receiving position all of a sudden in just like a span of like five games.
Yes, absolutely. Well, at least getting the job done. And you know, the big question was who's going to replace Tucker Kraft, and the answer is nobody. But when Tucker went down, Christian Watson obviously said very quietly to himself, "Here we go." And he followed through. You know, so I don't think he was beating his chest about it. I don't think at any point anybody said, hey, it's going to have to be me doing this. Everybody said it's going to be a little of all of us. But Watson's done the biggest work. Wicks had one incredible game. But it all starts with Josh Jacobs getting the job done and keeping an extra defender in the box. You know, you get three high or you get a bad look in the run fit or the pass fit and you can't get it done. And Josh has been forcing teams to respect the run, which opens up the pass. I mean, Bo Melton scored on Sunday. That's our cornerback number five.
There you go. We do have a keyword going on this hour, by the way. The keyword for our Grown Up Gift List Text to Win contest here on the Civic Media Network is winter, W-I-N-T-E-R, winter. Text that to us on the free Civic Media app. Let us know where you're listening. Buzz in the North, drop us a text also in that Civic Media app. Get that winter to us at W-I-N-T-E-R. $200 today and grand prize drawings and stuff like that coming up next week. We'll talk more football with Gray and myself. The Greeple Tuesday is all about football here in the 7 o'clock hour. Hayward, good morning. Careful on the roads out there. A bit snow covered here. The Buzz of the North, WBZA. Back on the front porch, Joel and Gray. Good morning, Hayward. Just a tad bit of shoveling of some light snow this morning. Nothing too drastic.
It got rained on top of it, though.
Oh, really?
It definitely, if you, I read it on my phone as I was getting ready that there was potentially some rain on top of the snow, but I'm pretty sure that at least out by us, out 20 miles out of town, that actually protected the roads from the rain. You know, it didn't rain much, but you go out and you can see that there's kind of a stippled surface and there's kind of a crust to the top of the snow that's freshly fallen. It definitely rained and iced up a little bit. If the timing was wrong on the plowing near you, there is a non-zero chance that there's ice on top of things. Keep an eye on that.
Careful.
And be careful in general, of course.
All day today, winter storm warning is in effect for a lot of the North Woods this morning, continuing into tonight. We're talking football here on the Buzz of the North. And let's talk, me as a Viking fan and you as a Packer fan, let's look at the final four games and what's the realistic, well, of course you want to win all four, but let's talk realistic expectations here. You got at Denver, many consider to be one of the best teams in football. They're leading the AFC. At Chicago, we saw the Bears. That's going to be a tough one in Chicago. You got Baltimore. They'll be battling for a playoff spot with Lamar Jackson. And then you go to Minnesota. We're not sure what they'll be yet. But if J.J. McCarthy plays like he did last Sunday, Packers will have their hands full in that game. So realistic expectations the last four games for a Packer fan.
Well, you know, I'm terrified to say that basically anything is possible at all, from run the table to lose out to some mix there between. You know, Denver, I immediately think of that Cleveland game where defense is going to be the theme of the day, perhaps, depending on who's got what figured out. Don't underestimate that possibility. Jordan Love is hot, so if he can keep that momentum, then I think he can overmatch that incredible Denver defense. I'm so tired of them having a great defense. It's starting to feel like Ray Lewis and
the Orange Crush from back in the Elway days. The Orange Crush.
Just stop. And one of the I don't even know offhand. Is that a home or away game for Green Bay?
At Denver? At Denver this
Sunday.
That's
the worst.
Yeah, that's gonna
absolutely
be tough.
The worst, because if you're an away team in Denver, mm-hmm. and you don't take a lead into the second half, then they just gas you. And that's why Bo Nix keeps scoring points in the fourth. Like, it's their strat. It's like sprinters from Kenya. They just train at a higher altitude and they outmatch you over time.
Yeah.
And it's cruel, but it works, and they're going to be allowed to do it forever because they're worth a lot of money. But
so let's just say the Packers go 2-2.
Yeah.
Is final. So that puts you at 11-5-1.
Wild card.
Which might get you a wild card.
Yeah.
There's not a guarantee that you're going to get the wild card.
Maybe
that
a wild card.
2-2 might not be enough to get into the playoffs, and that's absolutely insane to talk about,
yep.
because I think the Packers are one of my four teams I list in the NFL that I think have a real good shot of making the Super Bowl. But that's crazy to think that if you slip up at Denver or you play Lamar Jackson, the former MVP, or you go to Chicago, which is a hard play, and you lose that's the difference.
Yep.
That's the difference between, you know, maybe making the Super Bowl, being in the dance, or being the eighth seed.
It is. It really is. And I'm terrified because Ben Johnson got a look at what Matt's doing this year, and it was close. So Ben's going to bust out a couple tricks. They did that little bowling pass thing, and I almost gagged because I remembered when Ben Johnson was a Lion doing those little hook and ladders and looky-loos. It's like, stop with the backyard stuff. You can't plan well enough for it, and that's the point. And he's so good at making that stuff up. The Ravens, I think that game comes down to how Lamar is doing that day. He's looked really mortal this year. Yeah,
and what they're playing for, right?
And he's I think he's bottom half in the league in touchdowns rushing wise, which is like the first time in a long time. He's just not doing the things Lamar usually does, but he's playing pretty well at the same time. So the second Vikings game, I'm sorry, I just don't think you guys are going to put it together. Even if JJ is having a good day, I think the Packers defense, if they are also having a good day, it's too much. It's too much. Even when the Packers are getting weird and being kind of bad and letting the Bears run all over them for a whole drive straight, and Nixon's getting weird penalties and being penalized for being choked, they still get it done. It's so bend don't break that I bite my nails every game, but then they win.
And then with the McCarthy era, I mean, is he going to go five straight games staying on the field? So
no, I don't.
Is he going to be healthy that game? That's a question.
I worry about that, man.
So Chicago, let's take a look at Chicago now. They host Cleveland this weekend, and then obviously host Green Bay, travel to San Francisco, and then host Detroit. So if you're Chicago, again, 3-1 is a decent possibility if you host Detroit, depending on where they are at that point. They should probably still be in the playoff mix. So from looking at the schedules, to me, it looks more realistic for the Bears to go 3-1 than it does the Packers to go 3-1. But
yeah.
I'm just saying that, and from seeing the Bears last week, I thought they played pretty well. You know, the rest of their resume this year is against weaker, below 500 teams. But from seeing the Bears from last week, I think percentage-wise chance, I think the Bears have a better chance of being 3-1 the final four than the Packers do.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'll stand by the everything is possible statement, and people will say that I'm a hedger, and I am. You're darn right I am, because I don't get paid for hot takes, so I'm not going to manufacture them. This could become anything. There's, like I said, we don't have an 11-win team in the NFC right now. The AFC has two of them, but we have the bloodbath. You know, there's no 11-win teams. There's a lot of 10-win teams. There's a lot of 9-win teams. Ergo, anything's possible over the next few weeks. Nobody's even clinched a spot yet, which is wild. I think it's going to happen next week, pretty much guaranteed. But no one's even guaranteed they're in the playoffs yet in the NFC. I don't even think the AFC has done it for that matter, but I'm less sure there.
Yeah, and you always like to look when you play games at what the other team is playing for. You know, Baltimore is 6-6, and they've got Cincinnati, they've got New England, and then the Packers. So they may be on the outside looking in. That may be a throwaway game for them by the time the Packers get Baltimore.
I'd love that.
Might be.
I would absolutely love
Packers
that.
Packers would cheer for that because Lamar might be like, you know what, saving it for next year. Not going to throw it out there. Keyword for today, we got winter, W-I-N-T-E-R, winter. Get that to us on the free Civic Media app. Type on WBZH. The Buzz of the North. Be careful out there. A little crusty, maybe some crusty, slushy, rainy stuff mixed in with that snow, right, Greg? Kind of a rough drive coming in.
A little bit of ice on top, and if the plow was timed badly, could be worse, so keep an eye.
Be careful. Winter storm warning is in effect for much of the North Woods. Pat Kreitlow coming back in just a moment here on the Buzz of the North, WBZH. Get us that keyword, winter, W-I-N-T-E-R.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WBZH. I'm Mark Lundeen, and here's what's happening in Hayward today.
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Good. I'm full from the holidays yet, and we're only in the middle of the holidays. So,
are you sleeping through the night now?
Not so much.
Not so much. I wonder why. Yes, mm-hmm. I saw a Facebook post of yours. You had a new baby. Congratulations.
Yep. November 21st at 7:27 p.m.
Oh man. Yep. Yeah, life has changed. I'm sure you've noticed it. I'm sure you've prepped for it.
Mm-hmm.
But
I prep, still. But not for, you can't prep for lack of sleep. There is right. Certainly something you can't plan for there.
Or exploded diapers. Have you had an exploded diaper?
Yes, we've had some experiences, but those aren't. That's not radio etiquette.
Oh dear! And how's your gag reflex for that?
Pretty good. I've, okay. This job kind of helped me with that kind of stuff, I'm guess. Sure. So.
Oh man! Well, enough of your personal life. Let's get on to business. How was November for you and the department?
November was a good month. They had labor negotiations were settled with city council in the beginning. We moved into Veterans Day, of course, so we took part in those ceremonies at the schools and then are on the reservation for the LCO Veterans Powwow.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, this November was no different than any other December. A lot of the guys take off for deer hunting in the holidays.
Sure. Well, yeah, so there's November, uneventful, I guess, for the most part. What about December? What are we looking forward to in December? First of all, big snowstorm before Thanksgiving, and I don't know how many people got all cleared out by Thanksgiving, but how were the roads here? Were there any accidents, any issues over Thanksgiving weekend?
We have a phenomenal road crew here in the city of Hayward. They clean up the streets well before most people wake up every morning. So we're grateful for them. However, we didn't have any accidents that I know of.
Okay.
Nothing to really report on that except for, you know, during the snowfall seasons, we have to make sure that if you live and reside or work in the city of Hayward, especially overnight, that you honor that odd even parking. So if you live on the odd side of the street, you know, if your fire number, your address ends in 1, 3, 5, 13, so on, you can park on that street on that day. But if it's an even number day, you have to park on that side of the street, you know, on even side of the street. So 2, 4, 6, and so on. That ensures that the guys who are plowing the roads can actually do a full clean sweep of that either odd or even side of the road. That way, the next time you do park over there, you're not getting your feet full of snow and dragging snow in your house and such.
Yeah.
So they take care of Main Street and the streets that come off of Main Street.
Yeah.
They clean that up really well because we have so much foot traffic during the day.
Sure.
That, you know, Kansas, Dakota, Main Street, and the streets that intersect, those get cleaned up on both sides of the street. So
yeah.
Other than that, we have the ugly sweater that starts. That's a 5K that starts at the lot on December 13th at 10 a.m. And it goes all throughout the city. So we're a part of that, making sure that everyone can run through town without
getting hit by somebody.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. But the biggest thing we have coming up, though, that's important to me at the police department is we have a fundraiser at Lakewoods Cafe at 15551 Railroad Street. Again, it's Lakewoods Cafe. That's on December 16th, again, at 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. So breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Okay.
All three meals. You can come and simply just get a meal. You don't have to put any money into a 50-50 or bid on anything else there. It's just simply come get a meal, and the owner of the restaurant is actually matching every penny that comes into the building that day. So if you come to town and get lunch that day for $20, that $20 meal plus the tax is getting matched by the restaurant owner to go back to the police department. So not too many places match 100%. So it's a big deal.
Not just the proceeds, but what the ticket is.
What the ticket is altogether. We ask, of course, the staff there, they get a tip, you know, from you guys.
Sure.
That do come and help support us that day. But I'll be there serving coffee and shaking hands and whatever else. So I'll be there all day. But we did it last year. We raised almost $8,000, I think, and it was a great way to help us get some equipment for our squad cars, and that's what we're going to do again this year is help upgrade some of the printers and the radars and such. So we did this fundraiser last year. It helped us tremendously, and we are looking forward to doing it again and maybe even getting a computer or two.
So. Very good. Awesome. And just one last quick thing, packages. It's Christmas season. UPS and FedEx are going to be very busy delivering packages to doorsteps. What's your advice for homeowners and packages?
It's funny you brought that up because I was looking at the National Neighborhood Watch page before I came into the studio today just to look at some numbers. And I guess in the past 12 months, out of all the Americans, 49 million of us, nearly 19% of us have had at least one package stolen in the past 12 months.
Wow.
So, of course, with the holidays coming up, that's the most time we see porch pirates and people coming and taking, you know, people's stuff from people's cars or when they're left unlocked outside of your house or if your door is unlocked or your garage is unlocked. You know, people are looking for those gifts. They're looking for a present, something that somebody desires, you know. So some tips that we always say is, of course, lock your vehicle, lock your doors. But if you leave for the holidays, ask a trusted neighbor, family, friend to keep a close eye on your house. Leave all your lights on. If there's street lights that are out near your home, let us know, and we'll see what we can do to get them fixed. If a stranger comes to your door, kind of like at Home Alone, you know, make sure you get that person identified and call us if you think it's suspicious. After the holidays, if you got a new TV during Black Friday or giving it to mom for her for Christmas, make sure that she burns the box right away. That way people aren't saying, Yeah. Miss Johansson has a brand new TV in her house. Let's see if the door's unlocked tonight.
The box is sitting out by the garbage can, right? And people don't fold them up and get out of sight.
Right.
So,
out of sight, out of mind. Yeah. Yep.
Very cool. Well, Marshall, thank you for coming in and talking to us about our December calendar for what's happening with you. Well, good luck on the fundraiser. That's December 16th at Lakewoods Cafe. I hope everyone gets out there and gets a chance to buy a meal and help support the police department.
You've been listening to WBZH Hayward Today, local report on mornings with Pat Kreitlow. To stay up to date with everything going on in the Hayward Lakes area, download the Civic Media app and click on WBZH in the radio station listings. Coming up after local news and information, Pat Kreitlow returns. I'm Mark Lundeen, and I'll be back with more Hayward area information tomorrow morning. It's 8:29.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.